Good morning. It is July 23rd, 2015. The time is 05:15 a.m. Eastern Time here on this Thursday in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. And I'm out here on the back porch, screened-in porch, with first cup of coffee of the day. And I took a little snap that's attached to this audio of what I'm going to talk about, and that's wearables. And the picture shows two wearables that I've been wearing for the most part, the majority of the time over the last year. And actually one more so than the other, and that's my wristwatch, a Timex, that other than giving me the time, the date, world times, I guess, and I think there's a compass on it as well that I don't think I use, but it's a feature that's on that particular watch. And a watch that tells time is a wearable. The other item looks like a watch, but it's a wearable. It's a Bluetooth watch with capability of connecting to my smartphone. And the smartphone I had it attached is when I was using my Huawei smartphone. The phone that I was using before, using this LG Ultimate 2 Android phone that I'm doing this audio on. And I bought it last year about this time. It was a year ago. It was right after I got the Huawei watch that I ended up buying it. And could say that is the first wearable that I did purchase other than my wristwatch. Because a wristwatch is still a wearable. It still gives you information. But that particular wearable I wore for about maybe almost four months. Other than give me the time. It did give the temperature, I think, or what, but it was in centigrade, I think, or something like that. But it was only $35, $35 US. So it was, I just saw it and the prices dropped down drastically. And I guess I ended up catching the corner and cracking the lens a little bit. It's still usable. And I guess if I was going on a long trip, I'd probably use it and pair it to this phone, but I haven't done so because it requires uploading an app, and I don't use it enough to where it would justify me loading that app. So it sits on the computer desk, and if I fiddle around with it, it's more or less a paperweight now, I guess you could say. But all in all, I'm coming to the fact that I'm thinking about getting another wearable. And this one, of course, will be a step up, but I'm not sure if I really want to get it, want to invest that much money. And that would be not an iWatch, because I know that's the going trend right now, because I see they got some pretty slick commercials, the Apple Watch. They told it like it's all about the watch when people are doing fitness, and all it is a tool that if you utilize it right, it'll help you accomplish that goal of fitness. But it's, don't do fitness just because of the watch. Do fitness because you want to get in shape and become healthier. So, and I think the Apple Watch does that if you utilize it correctly. The watch I'm looking at is the Moto 360, which I've noticed has come drastically down in price, and it's affordable, but it's still in that nice-to-have category. The price right now, I think it's about $149 US. And I'm thinking about taking a plunge, but then that price comes into mind that, yeah, I could afford that, but would I use it as much? You know, I tell you, I do like, and I have expressed the fact that I like using my LG Ultimate 2 smartwatch, or smartphone, I should say, which it has a clock on it, so it's not real. A watch is on your wrist, of course. And so I don't mind pulling out the cell phone to do what I have to do on this thing called the internet if I have to, and a watch as a go-between. I don't know. But I tell you, the more I look at the Moto 360, it's a very slick, neat watch, very stylish. I think it's between the two, maybe functionality, Apple might beat out the Moto 360, but stylish. It's a very stylish watch. And I think that's what's capturing me more so than the functionality of it. Of course, it's all Google run, I guess, with the Google platform via Android. But I'm thinking about wearables again. And would it be neat to have one of those? I don't know. Maybe if I wait a little bit longer, it might come down under $100. Then I'll probably definitely be getting one. But maybe I'm setting myself up as that could be a possible Christmas present, because then the price, of course, will be down. Of course, they'll be coming out with something newer and better. And I've already heard that Apple is coming out with an Apple II watch. So it'll be interesting to see what more they can pack into that little, 1-inch by 1-inch square, or 1.5-inch by 1.5-inch, whatever the size of this the watch is. Because it's just amazing, the technology that you can throw on your wrist. But then I go back to the wearable that I bought last summer, in that $35 Bluetooth watch. It was nice, neat, and okay to have for a couple months. But after that, I reverted back to my Timex watch. Pretty sturdy. I've had it for a number of years. I banged it up a lot, and it does what it's supposed to do, and very durable, and probably use it until the battery runs out and then get another one. So functionality, it does what it's supposed to do. Look at my wrist and there's my watch and tells me the time. I don't have to pull out the Android phone. I don't have to flip my wrist or anything. The time is consistently there. So would a wearable improve what I do on a daily basis? Not really that much. I can say having this new, well, it's not new anymore. I've had it for more than a month now. This LG Ultimate 2 phone has increase my productivity and workflow, I think. And so I got to look at those little things that, other than the stylish, I think the Motorola would look nice. I like that round timepiece. It's very stylish. I've been looking at a lot of YouTubes on it, so maybe that's what's really gearing me towards maybe purchasing one. But I think I'm going to hold off. But it's just very interesting how these wearables draw you in to look at them. And the Moto 360 is doing that for me right now, because I think it's a nice little device there that is very interesting. So get my day started here. Enjoying the first cup of coffee, some morning cool fresh air out here on the back porch. And I hear the cardinal that always is the predominant voice among the birds over the next row of trees, I guess, in the neighborhood here. And looks like a clear blue skies. I don't see any fog out. So it should be a pretty nice day today. Hope you all have a nice day today. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.